This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. And we're going to get back to the phones. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going back to the phones. Arkansas and Charles is on the line. Charles, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well, Charles.
Thank you, brother, for asking. You doing good?
Doing great, bud.
Okay, and
where are your sinuses?
Well, that time of year, you know how it goes.
Yeah. What about your vision, Charles? Hey, how you doing with your?
Are you eating enough of those
purple carrots?
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, after those, after they got those carrots in captivity, some of the ones that were wild and out of control when they were domesticated.
Yeah, change colors like a chameleon.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, where do you live in Arkansas? Where's home?
Mountain View, Arkansas.
Okay.
Mountain View?
That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we were just there a couple of months ago. Last month, maybe. Our family, we love your area. I really bragged on you guys. I hope I get a Christmas card from the Chamber of Commerce.
You did. You built them up pretty good. Charles,
born and raised here.
How far is that from the Buffalo River where you can canoe?
That's only about 30 minutes or so.
Okay, because I...
not very far.
I went as... one of my best memories as a child was my dad and my uncle. We went over to canoe.
Uncle Allen.
We spent the night on the river in Arkansas on the Buffalo River. That is a beautiful place for a family trip to canoe.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we spent overnight on the river. We camped out.
Oh, wow.
That's what I remember.
How fun.
And my uncle.
Yeah, he was.
He got back to nature.
Yeah, that's what you said. Hey, well, he was an Eagle Scout, so he knew, you know, you pitched a tent and everything there.
But that was back in the days.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, recap on Mountain View, 3,000 people, but they have 30 restaurants. Seven banks.
Wonder why we're not making
it here. Three car dealerships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but see, they got the music.
Yeah.
Folk music capital of the world, right there where he lives.
All right, Charles, ask, answer, or
that's
both?
Exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to go with the Ladies of Comedy.
All right, the question that Charles, let me ask the question, Charles, again, for those who are new to the show, and then you can answer it. What two actresses were known as the queens of television comedy in the 50s, 60s, and 70s? And a hint is their last names begin with the same letter. Who am I talking about?
I would say that Lucille Ball.
Yep.
And then Carol Burnett.
There you go.
There you go.
Way to go. You got it, Charles.
Nicely done. Sounds like you had a little lifeline there. Who was helping you out?
Yeah, he did.
That's my better half.
There you go.
All right. There you go.
Behind every good man.
So FYI here, Lucille Ball is best known for the I Love Lucy sitcom.
Right, which you played. You had us play as the song at the bottom of the hour.
That's a pretty
sneaky, a little bit of a hint.
Sneaky hint there.
Yep, that was from 1951 to 1957. And then the Carol Burnett Show came after that. That ran from 1967 to 1978.
Wait, you tell me I Love Lucy stopped in 1957?
Yeah,
and that humor.
Did she have another spinoff series?
Who are we talking to, Charles? Who's your better half?
This is my better half. This is Vic.
What first name? What?
Vic.
Vicky.
Oh, yeah. Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. Okay, so Vicky, you were asking what now? Was there a spinoff show?
Wasn't there another spinoff series?
Okay.
From Lucille Ball?
Okay, you're right that she had a second show, but. I think that was in the 70s, and I don't think that was the same. I don't think that was necessarily a, quote, spinoff. I just think that was another show.
It had the same woman that played Ethel and Lucy Ball.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it had her daughter on there.
Yeah.
It had Lucille Ball's daughter on there. It was called the Lucy Show, I think. Well, what did it? the Lucy. Anyway.
Well, the point I was making, if the one that we watched, black and white reruns, if it ended in 1957, that shows you how timeless good, clean comedy is. Because we laughed when she was on the assembly line with those chocolates and all of those antics. Boy, somebody said, do you remember when the best humor used to be the good, clean kind? It still is.
Yep.
And that's why shows like that, you laugh at something that, you know, from
But nobody
years
did
ago.
Nobody did sketch humor like Carol Burnett, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Red Skelton.
Well, Red Skelton.
He was great.
He was, but Carol Burnett and her cast there.
Oh, my goodness.
Harvey Korman and Tim Conway and Vicki Lawrence and all that.
Right,
all that.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one when she had the, was it the, she had like a bar for a ward, what do you call it, curtains for her.
Shoulder pads.
What now?
It was the Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
One episode that she had.
And she had like a, she was wearing, her wardrobe was the curtains, right?
Like the shower curtains?
She saw it in the window and had to have it.
Yeah, yeah. It's hysterical. You got to watch it.
I'm going to watch it at lunch.
Well, have you seen who, Tim Conway, he was the dentist, but he kept stabbing himself.
Oh, yeah, Harvey Korman. But he's still, you're right.
Kept stabbing himself with the numbing
I watch
thing.
That at least once a year.
Novocaine. Novocaine.
All right, guys, what's your question for us?
Where was Ronald Reagan from?
I think he was either from Iowa or Illinois.
I think it is in the Midwest, but I'm going to rely on you.
I think he was from Illinois, and then he went to college or something in Iowa.
Let's go with Tim. Illinois.
He did radio, but anyway, it's one of those states.
He was some kind of actor or something later on.
Yeah, he had quite a career.
That's right.
All right, how close is Tim?
Illinois is where he was born.
Where? Illinois?
Tampico, Illinois. Yep.
Oh, way to go, Tim.
Way to go, Tim.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, but where is that town? You know?
I'm not sure. It's got to be southern.
Charles, this is supposed to be your call, and you're being out.
I'm the wife.
Vic has hijacked the call.
No, I think Charles should have put Miss Vicky on to begin with, because he has fallen silent.
Here's what Charles tells his friends. He said, he said, my wife does all the driving. I just sit and hold the steering wheel.
I do the driving.
Charles, you and Vic have a great weekend. But, thank you for listening to AFR.
So Ronald Reagan was born and grew up, I think, in Illinois, and then he went to college, I want to say, in Iowa.
Okay. Did he play football?
Because,
he did.
Big fella.
He did, but he was known.
He's a cheerleader.
I read his autobiography. This has been a long time ago when I read it. I don't know if it's an autobiography or a biography. Anyway, he recreated the football game on radio. That's what he was known for. One particular – I think it was just one particular game.
Something about for the Gipper?
No, that was a movie he did. But I'm talking about listening to the game on the phone or something like that and recreating it for the radio without a – anyway, I know half of what I'm talking about right there. I'll look it up.
That'd be interesting.
That was what he was known for. Anyway, you're listening to – let's repeat our questions for the last time today, guys.
All right, I have two questions remaining. What is the transitive property of equality? I'm kind of stunned that nobody's jumped on that.
Wow. Really?
You two guys aren't.
We know it, though. We just don't want to give it out to everybody.
Yeah.
We want to use it when we do our taxes.
JJ's big on that quantity stuff.
Yeah, I am.
Quantitative.
First time I built one of those, I used a DeLorean and had one of those what was that first word?
Transitive.
I had a transitive flux capacitor, and I just wired that all in there. And I said, I'm going to be able to solve half the problems in the world with
flux
this.
Flux capacitor.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good use of it. All right, my second question is a multiple choice. How many countries are there in South America? Are there 8, 10, 12, or 16? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, if you're suffering from odontalgia, what's wrong? O-D-O-N, T-A-L-G-I-A.
That's why I don't shave much.
if you're suffering, and almost everybody has had this happen, odontalgia, what's wrong with you? Second question, it's about the fella in the Belmont race. Frank Hayes had a heart attack and died, but finished and won the race. But he was dead when they crossed the finish line. Is that true or false? A little dark, but is it true or false? Third question, name the fruit of the Spirit. And if you can do that by memory, that's what I'm hoping for, if you can name the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians.
All right, I typed in what I was talking about, Ronald Reagan recreated football for radio. Ronald Reagan recreated live football and baseball broadcast using a telegraph ticker to get a stream of play-by-play updates and his own imagination to fill in the details.
Wow, so he's offered, reading off one of those ticker?
And he was offering the color commentary.
And he would read it. He would read about it, and then he would embellish it or try to recreate it for the radio.
So he'd say, "I'm just this is a more a player after his time," but he'd say, Frank Robertson drives it down the third baseline. He would say it with the excitement, as if it was happening.
Like that, yeah.
But
like
it was a few seconds behind the actual.
Yes. During one baseball game, the ticker went dead, and he improvised the rest of the game by making up foul balls to keep listeners engaged until the signal was restored.
Wow, that's genius.
Yeah, he's quite a mind.
Yeah. All right, so my
question. Your questions.
I've got one question left, and that is this. What animal can only eat when its head is upside down? All right? That's the question.
Go. I think I have a guess on that one at least.
Okay.
But that's fascinating. All right, we're going to go back to Arkansas, and Kathy is on the line. Kathy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I am so excited to get on.
Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, thanks for calling.
Hey, I've been trying to get on since the days of Sacagawea.
Wow. You have been listening a long time.
Yeah, you go back a long
way. Kathy, we're going to do I don't get to make call audibles like these guys. We're going to send you an AFR cap because of your tenacity, your stick-to-itiveness, and you've been listening for years and years, and you finally got through. So make sure and give them your address after it's over. We're going to send you a nice AFR cap.
Okay, thank you so much.
Where's home, though, in Arkansas? Just curious.
My home is in McCaskill, Arkansas, which I'm sure you have not heard of.
No, I haven't.
McCaskill?
McCaskill. Yeah, about 20 miles north of Hope.
Okay. All right, toward Little Rock or toward Hot Springs or where?
Yeah, towards Hot Springs.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, Kathy, I've had times in my life that felt like that. I felt like I was 25 miles
from
north
Hope.
Of Hope.
That's, you know what?
it was just a difficult time.
It would be a great song, a country song.
Yes, it would.
25 miles north of Hope.
Yeah.
But 10 miles south of Despair.
Yeah. You got it, Ed.
How about that?
There you
You're a songwriter.
Ed. Yes, you are.
A would-be songwriter.
Kathy, ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Your question on odontology.
All right, here we go. If you're looking out your back window, if you're suffering from odontology, what's wrong?
You have a toothache.
You have a toothache.
Wow.
Are you a dental hygienist or a...
I'm not, but I knew that O-D-O-N had something to do with the mouth, so I looked it up.
And orthodontist.
I almost threw a hint in so late in the show and say O-D-O-N, think dentistry.
Yeah.
You know? Well, hey, research, that's great. So
man, a toothache and an earache can just ruin your...
Ooh, toothache, one of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
Nicely done. What's your question for us?
Okay, I have a sports question, so Tim should be able to get it.
I'm ready.
Tim and Ed.
Ed knows about hockey.
On July 26, 2017, what did Adrian Beltre do to get ejected from a game?
First, I'm not even the sports guy. I know the fans were going, Adrian! Adrian! Oh, wait, that's something altogether different.
Right.
Sorry. Y'all go back to sports.
Yeah, that was boxing, but So, what is the question again? Where's the question again?
On July 26, 2017, Adrian Beltre did something to get ejected from a game. What was it?
Okay, first of all, he was a professional baseball player, and I'm not sure if he still plays or not, but he was like an all-star for several years. What did he do to get ejected from a game? It would probably have to be something unusual, or you wouldn't be asking this question. Am I right?
Look at you.
I've watched a lot of baseball, and I've never seen anybody else do it.
Hey, Tim, a lot of people thought he wasted his money on that online detective course. That right there shows you got your money's worth.
You're right,
Keep
JJ.
Going in that direction, Tim. Well,
thank you for standing with me on this, because a lot of people mock it.
Now, you tell Allison I think it was money well spent.
Yeah, well.
If you need support.
I'm also a member of the Clouseau
Chief Inspector Clouseau.
All right, keep going. Right,
anyway, I'm going to say he would have been ejected from the game, not yelling at the umps.
He was playing for Texas at the time, Texas Rangers.
What did he do to be ejected? I don't know. What did he do? I don't know.
Okay. He was on deck, and he moved the deck. The circle that they stand on, he moved it, and he got ejected for doing that.
I don't know. You could move it. I thought that was just laid out with chalk or something.
Why would he move it? I'm intrigued now. Just an act of defiance?
I don't know why he moved it. I guess he
wanted a better view. I don't know. That's interesting why he did that. Maybe.
Hey, that is a great sports
question. Maybe he was
just
told that he didn't need to and he was stubborn or something like that. You know, I don't
know.
Wait,
a man being stubborn?
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
I don't know. That's a good question, though.
That's nice. Hey, stay on the line, Kathy. Thank you again for listening for all these years. Enjoy wearing that hat. And sometimes when you're out and about wearing it, please put your hand over your heart. That would make it extra special.
We're going to put you on hold, Kathy, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get that hat out to you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Oklahoma again. And Vernon is on the line. Vernon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Vernon, for calling in. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
I live over at a little community called Flower Hill.
Okay.
About 20 minutes from Fort Smith, Arkansas, just across the border.
Okay, I-40.
On Highway 9, 540, Spiro, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, know where you are, absolutely.
Well, Tim knows about where you are, but the CIA knows exactly where you are.
That's right.
Yeah, they're listening to this call right now.
Yeah, they are.
And
are you near Greenbrier, little community?
No.
No, sir.
Close to that.
I'm between Spiro and Keota, Oklahoma.
He's in Oklahoma.
South of Salisaw, Oklahoma, 16 miles south.
All right.
Ask, answer, or both, Vernon?
Hey, I'm just going to answer the question about South America.
All right. Let me repeat the question, Vernon.
This is
a multiple choice. How many countries are there in South America? Are there 8, 10, 12, or 16?
I believe the answer is 12.
It is correct.
There are 12 countries in South America.
Right. Yeah, I think Trump's about to make Venezuela a 51st state. So there'll be 11 countries then in South America.
Yeah, he may be about to liberate Venezuela from a communist dictator.
There you go.
Yeah, so, that's a good answer. Way to go. So 12 is the answer, right?
Vernon, did you have to look that up, or did you just give it a guess?
No, I did pretty good in history in school, even though I graduated in 1973. Some things I still remember.
Hey, Vernon, let me ask you this. If you can get this question correct, we'll send you an AFR ball cap. Related to what your answer was, what's the only country in South America that does use Spanish as their native tongue?
Does or does not?
Does not.
Does not.
Does not or does?
Does not.
Oh, boy. That's a good one right there.
I didn't know there was one. There's a country in South America that does not use Spanish.
Right.
That's not their native language.
It was language. Oh, wow. I know Colombia does and Brazil. I don't know.
No, I don't think. I'm not absolute. I'm 90% sure of my answer, and that is that Brazil speaks Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese. Okay.
That's their, that's their native language.
So you made our brain go to English. I was thinking, what English-speaking language? But Brazil, that's right.
Portuguese.
I mean, Portuguese.
They were settled. They were discovered, quote-unquote, settled by the Portuguese.
Well, yeah.
If you'll stay on the line, I'll send you a Flower Hill hat.
Hey, there you go.
Cindy will get your address.
Yes. Cindy will. Get our address.
Our
Give
address.
You our address. Flower Hill. Flower that sounds Hill like a pleasant a place to live.
Guys, I went out to the Fishbowl Retreat this past week, my wife and I, and I was looking for an AFA hat there, AFR hat.
Yeah.
Bert didn't have any.
Vernon, I met you. This is J.J. Jasper. I had the nicest visit with you.
You are J.J. I gave Bert a $100 bill to get the last seven of your books, three of the other ones.
I thought he said, for a minute, I gave birth.
Let me tell you about our listeners. He and his wife were youth pastors. And then he went to this town, and the Lord laid it on his heart to go to every city hall meeting and say, I'm going to pray for you. How can I pray for you? And then he laid it on his heart to go to every business. Is there any way that I can pray for you in this small town? And their church just started growing. The Lord put that on his heart and said, watch what will happen. And their church grew in an amazing, incredible way.
A great way
to... You know what?
Go ahead, sir.
JJ, I talked to you, and God gave me the same plan for Lockhart, Texas, about 20 years ago. And that church has blossomed and bloomed.
That's the one you were telling me about. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. I remember that.
I had the nicest visit with you, and I was standing there talking with Pastor Earl from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Brother Bert, Fishbowl Retreat, that's a wonderful thing, and I got to be a part of it.
All right, we got to run.
Glad you were there.
Thank you, Vernon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Vernon.
Does he have a question for us?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to love you guys, and I'll be praying for y'all.
Thank you, Vernon.
Thank you, sir.
So, Bud in Tennessee, Cindy, if you'll get Bud's number, we'll put him on next week.
Oh, first he hung caller. Up, she
Did
said.
Did he? Okay.
And Vernon was a Hostess Twinkies salesman, whatever that brand is there, Hostess Cakes and things. He did that for many years.
Yeah. All right.
We got to give our answers. I only have one question left. What is the transitive property of equality? I'm guessing you guys don't want to try.
One wasn't answered.
Yes, surprise. Well, it was answered in the hallway. One of our staff knew it.
Who's working Mark on Ose. A rocket.
Mark Ose. The transitive property of equality is this. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. That's the transitive property
Casey
of equality.
My daughter, Casey James, knows it. What else you got?
That's it. I'm done.
Jockey, never had raced, 20-1 odds, Belmont Park, had a heart attack and died. The horse won, but the rider was dead when they crossed the finish line. True or false?
That's got to be true.
100% true. Only time in history a rider won a race after he had died. Quarter mile from the finish line. Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Tim?
What animal can only eat when its head is upside down?
My only guess is a giraffe.
I don't know, but I know the cleanup afterwards is exhausting.
A flamingo.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's why you always see them with their heads upside down.
Like cleaning up around the high chair from a two-year-old.
And flamingo chiropractic surgery is a big
deal.
In Florida.
Yep.
We'll see you on Monday.